Ryan Rangel soon to lose his office and be forced out, maybe worse, perhaps some jail time. The ethics panel slammed Rangel with 13 charges. They're trying to cut a deal at this point, but could it go to a trial in September? Be messy stuff for the Democrats who want nothing of the sort, since you're closer to the midterm elections come September. Do the math. The U.S. consulate in Ciudad Juarez closes for security reasons. Not a shocker, eh? Because of all the gang warfare that's happened there, the drug gangs killing people tied to the consulate, three people. They're going to close it for now and giving no open when they're going to reopen at this point, which makes sense because of what's been happening along that border. In the meantime, Al-Qaeda plants a flag and ends up burning some bodies in a horrible Iraq attack. I'll explain and explain why this is scary stuff at this state of the game. And also, a new thing that criminals are doing to spy on internet users, even if they think they have secure connections to, for example, the banks. Maybe you like to order things online or other sensitive websites. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, it's called America Tonight. Don't care what your stripes are. Conservative, liberal, undecided, or just plain bored with politics. If you have an opinion, though, and you want to join the conversation live way, please join us. Because we know there are a lot of third shifters and a lot of you driving to various places. 800-259-5791, listening to the show. You are locked and loaded. And we do take off in a lot of different directions. I say it's water cooler buzz at its best. And some of the biggest buzz that's happened in the week, we're going to tread back over some of that territory, including WikiLeaks and what's happened now with the military classified documents, the 92,000 plus that were released on WikiLeaks.org, the accusations that the material that's there now, the military is saying, could harm the troops and Afghanistan informants. Well, duh, that's what we said as soon as the story broke. Initially, the Pentagon was pretty soft. They soft-pedaled their response, but Robert Gates came out swinging today, and the Joint Chief of Staff's Admiral Mike Mullen did the same, talking about the possibility even of a criminal investigation on the founder of WikiLeaks and obtaining the documentation. How did he get it? He has not said at this point. There's a couple of different things on this. One, he gets the information and he posts it. Well, hey, it's leaked to him. If there, it's a source leaks it to him. And unless he hacked into the Pentagon, they're going to have a tough time, I believe, with this one. So you have the defense secretary saying the Pentagon is reviewing now the way they handle classified information, which could affect the flow of information to the troops. It's just so beyond pathetic. Would they not have looked at this before and thought about things like, ooh, well, this is a tough one, and we've got to have the people here trusting us because our entire strategy is based on it. Our strategy is about engaging the people in conversation, engaging the villagers, gaining their trust, even if you have to pay them not to work for the Taliban. But when you flip on them, and it's unintentional, but it still would be considered flipping on them, because if the information's out there and people die as a result, do you think more of these villagers are going to trust the U.S. soldier, are going to trust any of the NATO allies? And the answer is no. They want to live. They don't want to die. They don't want to have their heads cut off and stuck outside the village to show everybody what happens when you cross the Taliban. So this is a nightmare, really, for where we're at in this war. And it's going to be a challenge. when you talk about security and the troops and then the information they need. You know, we could just start running commercials. Be all that you can be, but we hope that you're deaf, dumb, and blind when it comes to the operations, because we're really not going to tell you much information. And the rules of engagement are a little bit sticky. So you will be armed, but geez, we really don't want you to use your weapon unless you absolutely have to. And somebody's right on top of you. This is tough for the troops. This is more than tough. And how many more documents are out there? And the reality is, of course they don't know. They were leaked. They were leaked. So when are they going to, what are they going to nail somebody for this? And when are they going to plug that leak? That's the other thing. If you remember, there was a guy suspected in the current document leak investigation who was arrested back in the spring and eventually charged with downloading thousands of documents and even a video of a 2007 airstrike in Iraq that was published by WikiLeaks, made huge headlines. It was a Fallujah footage that was released. So the reality is they really have no concept of what's out there. They don't know what the risks ultimately are, except for if the Taliban finds the names of the informants and people who cooperated against them, and then suspected insurgents who were being watched, it's natural to assume that they're going to be in trouble. They're going to be in trouble. That's what's going to happen. So it's sad that the troops are the ones that would suffer, the innocent guys. Because also wrapped up into this is the confusion over the civilian casualties, too. So, you know, hey, should have kept these leaks plugged, should have had less eyes on the information, whatever it is, whatever that means. But going after the head of WikiLeaks, I think they're going to fall flat on this one. They don't have blood on their hands. They don't. Because they're exposing. That's what he's trying to do here. That's what this website is set up for, exposing corporations, government agencies, whatever it is that they find. And you go back and you think of the Pentagon Papers, and now, oh, the Pentagon Papers, that was necessary that happened. But back in the day, what were the conversations during the Vietnam War? So I feel horrible because I bleed for the soldier. I bleed for the innocent guy who is dying for our freedom, somebody's freedoms. And they truly are there for the red, white, and blue, and they're caught up in this nasty web now. And good luck trying to do your jobs. It's going to be that much harder. The idea is to keep it out of the public, not to let the public see the classified stuff, but WikiLeaks, if they get it, fair game. Freedom of information, baby. Freedom of speech. You may see it a different way, or not. 800-259-5791. Hang through.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes.
All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made.
Coming up on America Tonight, the Daily Salute Plus, we can count. A lot of the focus has been on the military's reaction to WikiLeaks.org publishing all of those classified military documents having to do with Afghanistan, revealing some things they didn't want revealed, I believe, and also putting in the names, because they weren't blacked out, the names of the informants and various troops' names would be there as well. So it would be easy to, I think it would be easy to connect the dots and track them down. And we'll see what the Taliban, I guess, their reaction is to all of it. If anything, if they do strike out, or they're just laughing at how we keep crashing into these stupid things. And it's stupid because I guarantee the policy was lax for that kind of access. I think that if it's super, super classified, well, how are they getting leaked, and who ultimately is this traced back to? Is it partially the guy who had the video release and the fact that he downloaded everything, or is it somebody else who's got an axe to grind with the military for things that they believe were covered up? You know, that's the other part of this story. Boy, we barely scratched the surface in this hour, and I promise we'll jump to some other things that are happening. And trust me, there's always a lot happening. I can't imagine ever getting on the air and saying, wow, all we need is love and everything's perfect. And for some reason, everybody's getting along. There's no disasters to talk about. Politically, nobody's hanging themselves. And we haven't caught somebody either with their pants down or their hands in the till somewhere. It's just the nature of daily life, isn't it? We just keep cranking out the hits, cranking them out. Man. Coming up, we're going to talk about the horrible thing that's happened at Arlington Cemetery and the fact that you know, all they can do is go through the process at this point because maybe close to 7,000 graves are marked incorrectly. So for years, somebody could have been visiting a gravesite thinking it was their son, their husband, their brother, whatever. And that person really wasn't underneath the ground, underneath that headstone. And the urns were messed up, and it's got to be an arduous task, say the least, sorting it out and investigating it. And is it the employees weren't paid enough, the technology was wrong? It just seems like nobody cared. That's what it seems like. Okay, well, we've got this incredible cemetery that honors the military in this country, but we're not going to have the right people in place to handle perhaps the overload and influx of bodies they get. We'll just kind of risk it, and we'll have this mountain of crazy paperwork that has to be filled out that isn't filled out correctly. And so perhaps the guy that you think you're bringing flowers to and crying about isn't in that particular hole. Not to be crass about it, but that's what it is. And as somebody who's gone there and felt that chill go up my spine, geez, as somebody, if I'm a family member, I would just, you'd have to peel me off the wall. That's what it is. You'd have to peel me off the wall. It would be like a double slam in the chest getting that phone call to say, oof, you know, we're looking for your son, or we found your son. We just want to tell you that his marker's been moved. So if you come out, here's the map, and just nasty, nasty stuff. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Let's see. The Alouettes won tonight, but, you know, we'll talk about that at a later time.
Okay.
They kick butt over Toronto, so...
Look, if we're going down that direction, a lot of people listening are probably baseball fans. How about my Philadelphia Phillies? 8 straight wins. They're only 2.5 out in the NL East.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta.
They had the game on tonight on one of our sports channels, so I was able to watch. When I came home, I saw, the tail end. And I have a strange feeling Atlanta's going to choke.
Good. I like that idea. I'm gonna trust in those feelings.
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't have. I hope if your show's carried in Atlanta, you're probably gonna get a lot of nasty emails or a lot of nasty phone calls from Atlanta free fans.
There you go.
Anyway, now about that oil spill in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The people who had the pipe where the leak came from.
Canadians. It was a Canadian company.
Yeah, based in Vancouver, and the CEO, you know, they're accusing the company and the CEO of taking his sweet time. And then in news conference, they said, "Don't worry, the state and the county will all clean it up," and you know, yada yada, and all this other stuff. And today, Greenpeace demonstrated in front of their head offices and did a mock oil spill, and you know, it proves that you know, even in Michigan, I mean, it's not getting the press that the oil spill in the Gulf is getting, but still, I mean, two major oil spills like this, I mean, it's almost like scary, if some organization, some company wants to build an underground, you know, oil piping, I mean, some provinces and or states might say, hey, whoa, look what just happened. I don't think so, you know?
Sure. Whenever you have a spill, and you have a spill that affects lakes or rivers or the Gulf of Mexico or wetlands, whether we're talking about the Michigan spill and specifically what that jumps into, or this other one that's that much bigger, but it doesn't matter, you're right.
Right.
Absolutely, Sam. It's only when catastrophe strikes that people back off what their feelings were of, let's say, pumping, of the idea of, you know, let's drill, baby, drill. Our president was saying it. We need to open them up. We need the resources. And now this happens and everybody backs down. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard on one of our national newscasts, it's the National Transportation Safety Board doing the investigating. I'm thinking, isn't this under the EPA? Environmental Protection Agency?
I think it's EPA.
because I heard, okay, maybe I could be, you know, maybe, I was thinking EPA, but they said National Transportation Safety Board. I'm thinking, what does that have to do with it? You know, I don't know, maybe it could be because it, you know, I'd given up trying.
No, it would be the EPA, absolutely. Yeah. There wouldn't be any reason. It wasn't
right. That
kind of a spill.
Right, you know, unfortunately. And unfortunately today, there was a car plant closed in Windsor, Ontario today and put 500 people out of work and, you know, and they were talking to the mayor and like we've said before, when a business closes, there's that trickle down effect. And someone I was talking to who was European didn't understand what trickle down effect was. So I had to explain it to her what I meant. You know, like even the local donut shop would be affected. She goes, how? A lot of guys, because they were saying this, you know, it was the town of Windsor, Ontario, that guys would go to work before they went to work in the morning to pick up their coffee and their donuts or their bagels, and at lunch maybe go there and have lunch, and after work go have a cup of coffee. So you figure that you know, car plant closes, they won't have the money, or some people took early retirement packages. So there is the good and the bad, but still, I mean, who knows? I mean, Windsor could be another ghost town. Who knows? You know?
Oh, yeah, I've heard the similar thing. It probably is going to be another ghost town, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, so.
It's the economy of it all.
Yeah, for sure.
A mess.
Yeah.
All right, well, you have a good weekend, Sam.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. And, you know, the little sports note there in the beginning, I think that this is the first time we've talked to Sam and he didn't mention hockey because the Alouettes football team. Speaking of football, this is a quick reminder for everybody. Football is coming back. The training camps are open. Crazy T.O. has a new team. He's now with the Cincinnati Bengals. He was late on his first day getting to training camp. But he is there. The plane was later for whatever reason. That's going to be a good storyline to watch. Chad Ochocinco and T.O. on the same team. But for all of you listening, we do a cool thing called Nail the Score on Thursday nights. Our computer during the regular season randomly picks the game of the week. You call in and guess who you think is going to win and what the score will be. And you don't even have to know football. It's kind of like picking lottery numbers. We're going to pick it up in just a few.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
And we can count. Alex Rodriguez, did he make his number? We'll tell you. Also, we have some other interesting numbers that we'll reveal in stories in We Can Count. But before we get to that, this story is one that you should pay attention to if you're on the internet at all. And we're going to get to it in just a second, but we're also going to talk about the fallout for immigration, illegal immigration in Arizona, and now going forward with the appeal. That's what the governor is doing. But on the other story, this is absolutely insanity, but the Obama administration is trying to make it easier for the FBI to actually let the companies turn over, compel them pretty much, gig them to turn over records of an individual's internet activity without a court order. And that's if the agents think the information is relevant to terrorism or intelligence investigation. It's interesting how Obama, when he was running, kind of broached this in a much different way. And remember him being asked a question about the internet and privacy and whatnot. Wasn't the biggest thing that he was pushing on the trail. But now they want to add electronic communication transactional records. What that means is it goes to a list of things the law says the FBI may demand without the judge approving it. Because then this category would include the addresses to which an internet user sends an email, the times, the dates the email was sent and received, possibly a user's browser history. That's big. And it doesn't include, they say, they being the lawyers for the government, any kind of the content of the email or any other internet communication. Gee, do you really buy that? this is a technicality to say the least, but it goes right to the heart of the ambiguity. And when you talk about privacy of the internet, when you talk about privacy, this absolutely reeks of too much government control. And listen, I'm all for ways of connecting the dots to the money, to the suppliers, to the sleeper cells, to the terrorists, but there has to be a line somewhere, and this is a very scary one to me, is to not having the court order, because the court order is there for a reason, and to allow this to happen, I think could be dangerous to the common man, and that's you and me. And let's hope that that doesn't happen. Let's hope that that goes by the wayside, because what the FBI would have would be even more power as to what they could poke around on. Let's go to Don listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I know I sound like some kind of conspiracy theorist or psycho. The man can't help him, okay? He's a communist, okay? He believes that is the core of the Democratic Party. Government control of everything. Your personal life. Yeah, they want to know everything about you. They want to control corporations. That is the impact of their party. And the problem is the majority of the people that vote for them don't understand that concept. They just like getting freebies from them, you know? And anyway, Kate, you know, this doesn't surprise me at all. It just, you know, I mean, it's, you know, and if they're not in control, they want to make it look like they're in control, you know? And, but that's not what I call you, Kate. Hey, I got to tell you, Kate, is the applause there, the in-house group, are they ready?
All right, Minnesota, get ready.
Sam called and did not talk about hockey. He is the man. I knew he could do it. I love you, Sam.
Woo! Dallas were applauding, yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. I was shaking my head. I'm like, way to go, Sam, no hockey. Don't get me wrong, Kate. I know it's a fun sport, you know, but my gosh, when every time you talk, it's coming out, you know.
I know, but he didn't do it this time around.
He's a passionate fan. I love passionate fans, but there's more to life than just one
hockey thing,
you know. There's lots of things, and including tortellini, and I am so like a fat, stuffed tortellini rolling all the way back to Wyoming tonight, Kate. I'm telling you, it's my mom's birthday, so we took her to the Olive Garden. That's her favorite restaurant, you know. And I sat there and I had one of those things in my fork and I looked at my family and I said, I know God eats these. I know he does. This is just like one of the greatest foods there is. Cheese tortellini. And then I started thinking, I wonder from other countries what food he might eat. And I started thinking, the French, yuck. But then they do have their pastries, right? The French do have the pastries, right? So you'd let them cover dessert. But then I started thinking about the English, and I said, you know, if it came down to where you had to present a food dish that God liked to get into heaven, I think you'd have to put out Britain in hell until they came up with something, don't you think?
Yeah. You know what you're reminding me of? There's this movie that Albert Brooks is in where they, and I think it's Meryl Streep, and they can eat whatever they want when they are in that in-between place, or they go to heaven and they have to defending your life, it's called, and you don't gain any weight. You can eat 15 pies or 20 bowls of pasta. That's funny.
Yeah, that was a fun movie. Mm-hmm. And in any case, anyway, though, this WikiLeaks thing, or whatever they call it, you know, Kate, once again, it's a wonderful liberal press just doing whatever they can. They did with Abu Ghraib earlier in the Iraq war. Anything they can leak out to make the military look bad, to make them susceptible, they don't care. They want us to lose, Kate. They want us to, everyone in America to believe and make love, not war, never go to war, never do that, never kill, okay, because the world's kumbaya. And the weird part about it, Kate, is, you know, if they were to, just imagine right now, if the Taliban or psychopath Islamic extremists or communists were running the United States right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they were in charge. They had the power. and a company like this leaked all this information out, what do you think would happen to those people? They've been executed in a heartbeat.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
You know? They don't have no freedom of press, no freedom of speech. So our troops are over there trying, and I know it's kind of a roundabout way to where, you know, well, some people say, well, we care what goes on in Iran, Iraq, or Pakistan, or any of those places, you know, Afghanistan. You know, and there's people over there, and they're trying to, you know, they're defending our freedom in a way, in the sense that they're trying to keep the bad guys on their turf instead of coming for over here in the United States. And, you know, and you're turning around leaking information that's going to cause more American deaths? That's high treason, Kate. Those people, they'd have been shot in a fascist or not, you know, a socialist or a communist society for doing that. But yet, do you see the hypocrisy to this? Here are these people who are over there trying to defend your right to be able to speak out, speak what you want, but then you turn around and stick them in the back.
Well,
you know?
But here's a couple of different things. One, I put this on. I feel so horrible for the troops and for the Afghan informants, because this is brutal for them. What I do think is we have to have also freedom of information and freedom of the press and freedom of, you know, all the ways around it. But what you have to remember is this wasn't an American either that released this. This was an Australian guy who used to be a computer hacker, and he won't say who his source is. So for WikiLeaks, this is a coup, because what he's trying to do is get as much information about anything, whatever it has to do with, and not just the military, but whatever it is, put it up there. Remember, at one point they had Sarah Palin's emails or something that he put up there. So that's the idea. That I don't know if they actually pay money for some of the information they get, especially if it's like this kind of stuff, the Afghan war diary or whatever it is. But I think what you have to do, Don, is think, what is the military doing, the top brass guys, to protect the guys in the field? Why? How are these documents leaking? How do 92,000 documents get leaked? Wouldn't you think that there would be an issue of how many people see it and where it's stored?
Real quick, it's funny you mentioned Sarah Palin, because I saw a bumper sticker today that said Sarah Palin for president 2012. It kind of spooked me. But anyways, Kate, there's never been a war, I don't think, as far as I know, that had been 100% politically correct, where bad stuff wasn't going on either side. You know, even when we were defeating the Nazis in Germany, I'm sure there were some things that the Americans were doing that were pretty nasty. And fortunately, back then, they didn't have the instant media, the backstabbing liberal press that was going to stick it to them if they did something and didn't stay in line. You know, and I agree with you, Kate. Yeah, there's a leak. There were some leaks there. Should have been leaked, you know. But these people stay over there, and they're like little pests. You know, they're like little ticks that sit up in your skull. Hopefully, you know, nobody has any of those, you know, and just dig in, and then they, you know, until they can leech onto something, you know, that gives them their money, gives them their story, and they don't, you know, sometimes, you know, like the pictures with all the great, those people who release that stuff to the press, they knew darn well that was going to hurt the United States image. And, you know, and why? Because they didn't care. These people don't want to win. I mean, it's us against George Bush, you know.
Don, thanks for the phone call. We're going to talk about that on the flip side. Stay with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are essentially located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
The big things we seem to have zeroed in on this hour of ATN include the Afghan war diary, the 91,000 reports covering the war in Afghanistan from 2004 to 2010, talking about the lethal military things that happened involving the U.S. military. That's how the WikiLeaks release started out. And it goes on to talk about the fact that it's the most significant archive about the reality of war to have ever been released during the course of a war, and that the entries were written by soldiers and intelligence officers listening to reports radioed in from frontline deployments. And it talks about the fact that the reports have related information from Marines, from U.S. embassies, and other reports about corruption and development activity across, I'm reading exactly what I read on Sunday, and activity across Afghanistan. So you got time, geographic location of the events, all that sort of stuff, and talking about the focus of it, how people were detained, wounded, killed from civilians, host nations, enemy forces, yada yada, on and on and on and on. And our military comes out and they say there might be a criminal investigation. They're asking the FBI to look into it. And the Joint Chief of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says that there might be blood on the hands of the founder of WikiLeaks because of what's at stake here, given the consequences of the release of the documents, and how dangerous is this for the troops, the allies, the Afghan partners, and how badly does this damage the reputation of the United States and other key parts of the world. And Gates chimed in and said pretty much the same thing. So you have the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Secretary of Defense, Gates, out for blood of their own. It is a question, because the guy who runs WikiLeaks has refused to say where his whistleblower website actually got the documents about the war. The belief is it could have been partially from the same guy who had the video of Fallujah. Remember how damaging that was and the reaction to that from just a couple of years ago, the battle, and then ultimately how it was posted and the reaction to it. So that's one thing that we're talking about, all the different angles of it. Plus, we've also gone down the path of what you ultimately, how much privacy you want when it comes to the internet. You have to ask yourself that. I think about it when I'm writing emails to people. Who's ultimately going to get a hold of this stuff? Do I have anything that's going to sink any of our battleships, or do I have personal private information? Probably some, but I'm very careful about actually what I put on the internet for the reasons of the things that I'm hearing that are starting to happen, and it is a privacy issue. The fact that the new White House proposal would actually give that ease of access to the FBI, so it would push the companies to turn over the records of an individual's, meaning yours and mine, our internet activity without a court order. Boy, that one scares me. Let's go to Mark, listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I have to go from memory a couple of points. If you give me a minute or two for each or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The book by Robert O'Harrell Jr., I mentioned it for 5 years now, and it holds a treasured spot on my bookshelf. It's called No Place to Hide, about the fact that there is no privacy. This phone call I'm making to you, every phone call that your cell phone makes, the fact that Google is an NSA front, they've been compiling data on you and everywhere you go, so much so that now that they're trying to predict the future with trends on internet sites. But here, I'm very frustrated, I'm very angry, and I know some of your callers love it when I holler and scream. Here's what I want to know. How come there is no outcry about this administration wanting to know everything that you're doing on the internet without any type of oversight, as far as we know, no probable cause, the Fourth Amendment, just illegal search and seizure out the window. The reason I bring it up, I know you people are going to say, well, we're looking for terrorists. It's not looking for terrorists. It's looking for American people and what they think are subversive acts or ideas. Mm-hmm. Ideas, America. So whether it's abortion, guns, terrorism, whatever, they want to know what you're doing at every time. And remember the hue and cry that we heard left and right, up and down. You have to have a FISA court to look into your phone records. We have to have this. The Bush administration.
Right.
Okay, fine. You were right about the FISA court. I hear nothing about this. This guy gets a pass. And I said this years ago, and I'll say it again. Bush set up the stepladder, and Obama is climbing up the stepladder. They set these rules in place. But there is no screaming and hollering about what they want to do, looking at the American people who are, for the most part, honest and law-abiding. It's the databases that they compile. And what they do is they went to the phone companies. Remember they gave them immunity from prosecution? Because all of those phone lines, the switches come into America. Whether you make that phone call in Timbuktu or in Dallas, Texas, if it comes across our lines anywhere, any shape or form, through our satellites, they listen in. And they told us, the phone companies, we will prosecute you. We will subpoena you if you don't give us this.
Right.
And it started with advertisement and just compiling what you buy and sell over the phone, over the internet, and that's how they get the information. But now they want to go further and further and further. And I just asked the American people, why is this president get a pass? Even with this WikiLeaks, like the Pentagon Papers, they try to bring the president down. And I agree. Let's show the facts. But now they're going after the founder of WikiLeaks. I haven't delved into it a lot, and I can mention what Alex Jones, what other commentators say. I mention him because I love that guy. I think he's great. And God forbid anything happens to him, I'm going on the warpath.
You know, you have gotten on a kick with Alex lately. You hadn't been years before,
but you found him, I guess, on Brainwave Radio.
If you listen
to all the other talk show hosts, it's predictable.
I'm just saying,
I got to mention him because he tells the truth. He's been telling us the truth, and I want to know why they're going after this. They're seeing what's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq, and without condemning the troops, but the stuff goes on that if it was another administration, they'd be looking to hang the administration, but somehow this administration gets it passed. Bring the troops home now. Stop the killing. Stop the garbage for the oil and the opium. We know that's the truth, and they don't like when I say that. It's too damn bad. Let them take the phone call. Let them come after me. I don't give a damn. I'm too old, Kay. I'm too worried about it anymore. I'm going to speak my mind.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I want to know they're going after the WikiLeaks founder, and they're coming after every single thing that you do on a computer to compile a database. It really is. It's like the Soviet Union, the Stasi police on stilts. And you dumbass Americans don't see it. You really just don't see it. And they're gonna let this guy do this because we need this information. I mean, Bill Keller of the New York Times. I was reading that Bush administration officials, like whatever you say about them, maybe they were scumbags, and they are. But they asked New York Times, don't release this sensitive information. And they went and released the information about the wiretaps.
I remember people's lives
were put in danger.
Because they
didn't give a damn about the administration. Well, this administration is trying to do the same thing worse against the American people, and we're hearing nothing. It's just frustrating.
You make a good point. What's the other side of that? Mark, have a great weekend. Thanks. Have a good one. What's the other side of this? And I do think it's good to have gatekeepers, like have somebody that's willing to press up against what's going on. That's what we always say. It's a conversation, and we invite everybody to be part of the conversation. You know, throw in your two cents, be involved, be aware of what's going on, whether we disagree on how we think the information is going down or ultimately what is secure and what isn't secure. This thing with the FBI and not even having a court order to go through the individual's emails, I think is definitely dangerous. He's absolutely right on that. Because why should all that information be put together? And he gave the example, he's right, during the Bush administration, the phone companies and everything that was gathered through the phone companies and how irate people were and how disgusting the Bush people were. But yet now the same thing can be perpetrated in a much different way under this current administration. That's why you have to take note, pay attention, assess the information, and make your own decision and get involved. Absolutely.